Bottles and cans, plastic and aluminum, empty and thrown away, can be recycled into cash with a big trash bag or a grocery cart and plenty of hot and heavy, hard work. NPR's Noah Adams is with us this week on Day to Day. He's been exploring the world of low-wage work. He brings us a story from the streets of South Central L.A. Noah, welcome back.
Thank you, Alex. I started into South Central and right away noticed people with shopping carts, a lot of people with shopping carts, heading down the sidewalks, even out on the streets. And pretty soon I found this place called Mama's Recycling. Big red letters on a white sign on top of a fence. It's a place where the people with the shopping carts are going.
And this is not city-run. This is a private operation.
Private business. Socorro Martinez from Nogarit, Mexico, with her husband, bought this place, set up this place 9 years ago. They put a second mortgage on the house, cost $30,000. And we talked to her a little bit about how it worked, you know, people bringing the stuff there, but then where does it go? Who takes it away?
You pick it out the truck.
Yeah, another company bigger than us, they pick it up and they go recycle. They take it to the way they recycle.
That is Laura De Santiago. She's Mama's daughter-in-law. She's explaining what happens after Mama's recycling. It just goes away. People were lined up. Cars were pulling in. Plastic bags coming out of the trunks of the cars. You could make, I asked them about this, $1.25 a pound for, let's say, aluminum cans. And that's not much, and that's a lot of work.
Tell me what Mama's like.
Mama is smiling. She's working with her friends, her steady customers over the years. She says she cooks Thanksgiving dinner for them, makes barbacoa, that's a lamb dish. And then I asked the obvious question, what do these people call you?
¿Qué dice que sus clientes de aquí, cómo le llaman usted?
Mama. Mama.
Everybody calls her Mama, yeah. Ryan.
So she's buying from these people who are bringing things in, and who are they?
Well, they're from the neighborhoods, and they're hardworking. We talked with one man who didn't want his name used, and I asked him that question, what was his life like, his daily work like?
Trash cans. I've been through 5,000 trash cans since I've been in the business.
5,000 trash cans?
Approximately.
Wow. You mean the big dumpster, the big plastic cans? Or
all kinds of trash cans,
yeah.
Name it.
That's tough, isn't it?
Very tough, very hard.
You get scared sometimes getting in those?
Or you get dog bites, you get tickets from the cops for walking, you get tickets for pulling a basket, you get tickets for everything else.
Noah, are there a lot of people doing this? Is this a competitive kind of job environment this guy's in?
Very competitive. He is fighting off the other recyclers, he says. He says it's going to be trouble sometimes. He's 55 years old. This is his living. Sometimes, most times, he makes enough money to pay for a room somewhere.
I don't believe in the welfare system. I believe in working for my own. I've worked all my life, you know?
Right. How much can you make in a week doing this?
Maybe $100. Maybe. Sometimes if I'm fortunate to find something worthwhile, maybe a bracelet, maybe a watch.
A watch, I see.
You know, maybe I'll run into a couple of food stamps.
Yeah.
Every now and then, or a dollar or two.
Yeah.
This is good while it lasts, but I got to go because if not, I ain't going to make my money to survive today. Thanks. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
All right.
And so he takes off down the street with that shopping cart and another day's work. And, you know, that's really just sort of one of 100 stories you could find every day at Mama's Recycling.
Thanks very much, NPR's Noah Adams. He's back with us tomorrow for more on the Los Angeles low-wage workforce. Noah, what are you going to be doing tomorrow?
You know, I don't have the slightest idea. That's the whole idea, is just to go out on the streets of Los Angeles and find what I can about these people who are making not much money. So we'll see what happens today.
Good luck, Noah. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.